This presentation will cover not just Congress, but also Treasury and the IRS. I have a slightly updated version if you have the printouts, and if you'd like a copy of it, it's at the registration desk. So think of the PowerPoint as a handout or takeaway, because we'll move through some of the material fairly quickly, and you can look at it later at your leisure. All right, so the big item is what I refer to as the act formerly known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, in homage to the late Prince, who had to give up his name because he didn't own it, I guess, and so he was the artist formerly known as Prince. The reason I call it this is because, as you know, this bill followed a very special Senate procedure, whereby it was able to pass the Senate with just a 50-vote bare majority. Got more than 50 votes, but it was using budget reconciliation. And to use budget reconciliation, every single line of the bill had to be germane to the budget, meaning that it had to affect revenues or outlays within the 10-year budget window. And the Democrats petitioned the Senate parliamentarian to say that the short title, which was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, was not germane to the budget. And the parliamentarian ruled in their favor, so that was stricken, and the bill is not called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or the president wanted it to be called the Cut, Cut, Cut Act. None of that happened. It just has a very long and unwieldy name, an amendment, blah, blah, blah. It's like three lines long.